morning. Welcome to Sunday worship on this, wow, is it already May already? May 3rd, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you, friend. I hope you are enjoying your weekend. Yeah, it feels a little bit more like spring, like that in between spring and summer time. It's going to be a warm day today. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I pray for the next 30 minutes that you will be reminded of Jesus, that you will be encouraged, and you will be edified. Let's start things off here with music from Selah. It's Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Was coming forth to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me.
music from Selah right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I was reading about a story many years ago in a little English village. There lived a quiet and lonely man named William Dixon. Now, his wife died years before, and later on he had a son who passed away from a sickness. And one day he looked out and saw a neighbor's home on fire. So he ran out. A woman was shouting, my little grandson, he's upstairs trapped. But the stairway was impassable. But William Dixon hurried to the front of the house and found an iron drainage pipe running up the wall. Taking hold of it, he pulled himself upward to the window and found the terrified boy. He scooped up that child and scrambled back to the ground. And a few days later, the grandmother actually passed away from injuries from that fire, and leaving that little boy an orphan with no home and no guardian. And the village had a hearing to determine his fate. And when the meeting was called to order, two volunteers came forward. One good citizen answered the standard questions, giving every assurance that he would provide a good home for that little boy. And the second volunteer was William Dixon, the rescuer. He said a few words, but his hands spoke for him because they were bandaged. See, that hot pipe he had forced to climb had burned them so severely. And when it came to a vote, the man with the scarred hands went home with the orphan. His love, everyone agreed, was written on his hands. Friend, the love of our Lord was written on his hands. The two hands stretched out and nailed to the cross, where they flowed with the blood that wrote his love for us for all eternity.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
to us. Habakkuk said, Lord, please tell me what you're doing. And God said, no, I'm not going to tell you, Habakkuk. Because if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. If God today told us what he's doing in the world, we wouldn't believe it. Don't you think God's given up and God's abdicated and God's left the throne? He hasn't. He's still on the throne. And those of us that know him, put our trust in him and him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in the United Nations. I don't put my trust in myself. I don't put trust in my money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When all the rest of it fails and crumbles and shatters, he'll be there.
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet sounds the call, as he sounds the call. Oh, at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, I see prophecy fulfilling. Oh, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, son, it's time to go.
Children.
Chosen Ones and Midnight Cry. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll, and you may be familiar with that Old Testament passage that speaks of God's mercies and His compassions. They never fail. They are new every morning. Well, friend, honestly, there's nothing magical about the morning when it comes to God's mercies, because it flows nonstop. Because our messes and mistakes never cease, neither does His mercy. And I praise God for that. So, friend, if you are in the middle of a mistake that's become a mess, trust that God's mercies are being extended to you at this very moment.
Things change, plans fail. You look for love on a grander scale. Storms rise, hopes fade, and you place your bets on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not sure enough, Jesus will still be there. His love will never change, sure as a steady rain. Jesus will still be there. When no one else is true, He'll still be loving. Looks like you've lost it all, and you haven't got a prayer. Jesus will still be there. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Listening to Sunday Worship. Hillsong and Shine, Jesus, Shine. You're listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, maybe there was a song that you want to go back and re-listen to, or maybe share it on somebody's social media page, go and visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Right there on the right-hand side, you should see like archived programs. You can go back and listen to it anytime at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my my headphones here and, well, have virtual church yet again today. So in the meantime, I just hope and pray that you are reminded that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.